Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartalk, on a Tuesday morning. And the chill is in the air this morning, Alan.
Oh, yeah. Boy, whatever.
Wear the coat and hat if you can.
It was cold.
Many of our listeners down toward New York and east toward Boston may have a chance to get on a subway or a T. I see this interesting story about subways. Sick passengers have accounted for 3,000 train delays a month this year on the New York subway, a figure that has grown drastically in recent years.
Well, that's interesting, you know. I mean, people get sick and they have heart attacks and they have strokes. And what do? I mean, you've got a crowded subway system, for example, in New York or Boston, and people are dependent on fast transportation. We were standing in a subway station not that long ago when a train was really late, and the station platforms were incredibly crowded, David, to a dangerous proportion sometimes. But you really do have to take care of anybody who has a stroke or a heart attack on a train or who is violently ill. So that means people are going to have to wait. That's just the way that it is.
Looks like the other presidential candidates won't have to wait if they want their turn on Saturday Night Live. Donald Trump's hosting means, I guess, equal airtime now for rivals, although hold on, they won't necessarily be on the program. And also negotiating this, Governor Pataki.
Exactly, 1% Pataki. And they would be stupid not to take advantage of this. I know here at WAMC, when people are candidates, we take this very seriously. We say if we give one side, we're going to have to give the other side also, even if they're not going to win. So when you're a broadcaster, you think about what your responsibilities are and what's fair. And it's hard to believe that in its need to get more viewers, NBC didn't think about that. What's more, NBC earlier, or its parent company, severed its contracts with Trump based on the fact that he had said such terrible things about Mexicans being rapists and all. So, you know, one hand and the other are watching each other, but it does seem to me that somebody may have missed the boat here.
States of emergency continue for a third day in Brussels, where schools, shopping malls, and public transit were closed, as we see also in France. The state of emergency and the issue of intense police tactics, particularly Muslims, are questioning whether the loss of liberties is appropriate.
Look, if you are a state concerned with public security, and if you have absolute good information that there are going to be these attacks, then you have to do everything that you can. Now, of course, you have to understand that ISIS wins under that scenario, because they have caused public panic and dysfunction of the governmental process and of the social processes in these cities. But what choice do authorities have? They can't let these thugs go unmitigated in their approach. And of course, the people who are going to be most subjected to these police interrogations and others will probably be people who of the Muslim faith. So that's a terrible thing also, because what percentage of those folks are committed to bringing down governments? You know what? An infinitely small percentage. So it's a mess, but I don't see what way out of it any government body has.
Meanwhile, we heard yesterday the idea that Donald Trump is still suggesting he might run as an independent.
Well, he's got to keep them honest, David. He knows they want to freeze him out of getting this nomination, the Republican establishment. And they're looking at a whole bunch of their own people who are more in keeping with their philosophies. So he's saying to them, I have this card I can play, which is, if you do that, I'll run as a third-party candidate. Not that you're going to win as it is, but you're certainly not going to win if I'm running a third-party campaign.
An editorial in the New York Times today on the sentencing of Jason Rezaian, a Washington Post reporter held by the Iranian government for 16 months and charged with espionage, who, when you read the article, not only not a term of sentence, all secrecy, all while the U.S. is negotiating a nuclear deal with Iran.
Look, the Iranians are a dictatorship under an Ayatollah. They have trappings of democracy, but the fact of the matter is that they've got a head man over there, and that person is going to call the shots. It was apparent to many people that they showed some weakness when they were negotiating the Iranian nuclear treaty, and now they want to just remind everybody with a slap across the head that they can be the same old Iranians they were when they were taking hostages and everything else.